Hey, what up, though? It's Al P. Yo, no Martica today, so I'm gonna be solo dolo. She's on vacation right now on a cruise in like Puerto Rico, y yo no sé dónde. So we're gonna do this one dolo, alright? Yo, the Bacheleteros, you gotta follow us on that IG, on the Twitter, and on Facebook at the Bacheleteros. It's a lot of things we gotta cover on today's show, or at least on last night's show. Will this finally be the end of Champagne Gate? Will Victoria F. cry again? Probably. Maybe not. Who really won the pillow fight tournament hosted by Queen Demi? Yo, you're going to find out this episode. We're going to go over all of that on episode 3 of The Bacheleteros. Yo, so we're going to start it off. All right. Champagne Gate. Whew. Yo, Kelsey and Hannah Ann needs to let this bullshit go. I mean, mainly Kelsey. I feel like Hannah is already like over it. But yo, like they keep on going in circles, bro. They keep on talking about the same thing over and over again. Yes, you stole the champagne bottle. No, I didn't steal the champagne bottle. Yo, with all due respect, yo, shut the fuck up, man. Like, it's just a champagne bottle. Like, I get it. All right, it's a champagne bottle. You saved it for a year. But so what? There's bigger issues in the world. Like, damn. Like, these are like two 18-year-old girls arguing. Like, that's what it seems like. Like, they're almost still in high school type of thing. So, I'm kind of leaning on Hannah Ann's side. I know I've been notorious about, like, being a little skeptical about Hannah Ann. I still am. But, yo, Kelsey is just dragging this way too much, man. And not only, like, is it affecting everybody in the mansion, it's affecting me, too, and everybody else in Bachelor Nation. I'm over it. Kelsey, cut it out. Come on. It's just a fucking champagne bottle. Let it go, bro. Let it go. And, yo, by the way, this went viral too. Hannah Ann, when she was trying to defend herself to Kelsey, she was like, yeah, this and that, you know, like you keep on going crazy over this Finasco. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Finasco? Then I started putting one and two together. I'm like, I think she meant fiasco. Well, yo, I don't know, man. Some of these girls, like they might be a little, grammatically incorrect a lot of the times. And that was definitely one of the times right there. I need Champagne Gate to be over. It seems like it's over. It doesn't seem like the beef is going to be over anytime soon. They're not going to be friends or buddy-buddy, anything like that. Although I can see them like both on Paradise after this. Because I don't believe that either one of the two are gonna win Pete's heart. So let's see what happens. I'm over Champagne Gate. Please don't bring back Champagne Gate. Fuck Champagne Gate. Pilot Pete hitting us with the first C word of the season. If you know what that is, as a part of Bachelor Nation, you know that C word, the beloved C word, is confused. Yeah, it's always like by like episode 3, maybe episode 4, that the lead person on the show, whether it's the Bachelor or the Bachelor, they're like, yo, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm confused. Bro, Pete, man, like, I don't know, man. Like, he's getting too sprung too quickly for, I want to say, some of the girls that clearly doesn't have the right intentions. But we're going to get to that point, though, later on. And, like, we got to help our boy Pete out, man. So, after Champagne Gate, that one-on-one date with Victoria P, which, by the way, I've been saying for the longest, I think she's one of the baddest. I think she's beautiful. I think she's fine. She's adorable. Like, I think she's authentic. You know, she's the nurse that she likes, you know, she's the caregiver. She likes taking care of other people and putting others first before her. I definitely believe that. I think she's a genuinely good person. I think she's there for the right reasons. I saw on the gram that, like, anytime she puts on glasses, it's, like, literally Queen Demi's doppelganger. And, yo, they do look like twins whenever Victoria puts on some shades or some glasses. But y'all, like, they've built such a strong connection. I wouldn't say it's the strongest connection in the house, but you could tell that they had a good time. You know, like, I don't know shit about cowboys or square dancing, anything like that. I've never been exposed to that. That's not how I grew up. That's not my style. Although I am open to, like, you know, to doing that, you know, eventually, just for the experience. But it was cool, though. It was like a mini hometown. Especially since Pete lives like 2 miles away from the mansion, noted. Yo, like, it was cool. Like, you know, they got like the little cowboy outfits on. They was chilling. They were vibing. I feel like it wasn't forced. I kind of think like Pete was kind of like, you know, like, all right, let's see how this goes. You know, he was kind of like closing himself off. He wasn't really being completely open. But I think Victoria P did a great job with just going with the flow. And not for nothing, aside from her being beautiful and bad as fuck, I do believe that she genuinely cares about Pete. I think like the bull riding thing, I don't even know what you call it. That's how you know I'm not like into like any of that kind of scene at all. Bull ride? Is that what you call it? Ride bull? I know I sound stupid as hell. Yo, Bachelor Nation, talk to me. It's the thing that bull machine. No, machine bull. Fuck. What is it? Having a brain fart right now. Bachelor Nation, holla at me, the Bacheloteros. What is the thing? What is the thing that you call when you ride the mechanical bull? Mechanical bull! Oh my god. There you go. It took me a second. Hey yo, that was a good time. She was in control of the bull. Pete was going all over the place. That was cute. It was a cute little date. She killed the dance. She learned very quickly. Then they went to dinner, and Victoria P. Like this is usually the time where you open up your emotions and your feelings. Victoria P. was really opening up about her family members going through addiction. And not for nothing, it's not anything that you could joke with or mess around with. And I can imagine how sensitive of an issue that is, So kudos to Victoria P for being open about it. Kudos to Pete for like consoling her. I think it was a good conversation. And I think it's a great conversation for anybody to have watching a Bachelor and just like making sure that you give whoever you love a phone call, like, yo, what's up? Like, listen, I miss you, I love you, just know that I got your back no matter what. Because anybody that goes to addiction, like sometimes all they need is just that support, you feel me? And a lot of people who go through addiction don't feel like, or they feel like they don't have that support. So if you know somebody that's kind of going through something, or even if you don't know if they're going through something, if you love somebody, friends or family, just give them a phone call. Be like, yo, what's up? I love you. I miss you. Anything you need, I got you. That like I love the dialect in that conversation. I love that Victoria P opening up about her family's issues is creating a conversation, for people all around, all around the country. So Victoria B, kudos right there. Dinner was awesome. I think they look great together. And yeah, so she got her rose. Shouts to Victoria P. She's on to the next episode. Well deserved. Now, the next morning, hands down, one of my favorite Bachelor people, without a doubt. Yo, Queen Demi, she came in and she fucked that whole house up. And she brought in her wrench woman. This is how you know, yo, the producers ain't shit. How's one of the wrench women? Her name is Champagne, like really? And then the other one is Killer, Champagne Killer, like really? Like, yo, that's major shade to Hannah Ann and Kelsey. But hey, whatever it is, whatever makes them happy, it is what it is. I love it. I love the names. And it kind of reminded me of, remember Dodgeball when Ben Stiller was like, this is my team, Laser, Blazer. Yeah, that's how Demi came in with that swag. I see you, Demi. And yeah, so Champagne and Killer ripping all the girls, waking them up with the pillows, and you got all the feathers all over the place. And then they all come into the living room looking like a hot mess. Shit was hilarious. I loved it. And whoever was going on a group date got some outfits. And so, like a lot of them got lingerie. Savannah got a muumuu. Savannah got a muumuu. I haven't even heard of a muumuu in years, but I guess they still exist. All right, okay. So that was pretty cool. It's funny, like everybody, basically almost everybody had the lingerie. Kelly, the lawyer, I saw she was a trending topic because on Twitter it was like, yo, damn, who wouldn't want to see their lawyer in lingerie? And I'm like, me? I don't want to see my old ass lawyer dude in lingerie. But I get it. Kelly's hot. It is what it is. So they go on to some spot out there by the mansion, and they go to a pillow fight tournament hosted by legendary actor Fred Willard and Chris Harrison. Fred Willard is there almost every season. Like, he is like a part of Bachelor Nation. He made this super corny joke that was super weird. I don't even know what it was. I don't even want to remember what it was. It just is what it is. Okay, Fred. But he's a legend nonetheless. And of course, Chris Harrison. Yeah, Chris Harrison's a beast, man. He's good at everything he does. And come on now, hot girls in the pillow fight. I'm not mad at it at all. Let's just say I put the volume up a little bit more, you know. I was excited because I'm like, ooh, there's a lot of tension in the mansion. Somebody's about to get fucked up. Yeah, like I know in the beginning, Tammy got a little too wild versus one of the Chicago girls. Yo, Sarah, she was, whoo, yo, out of the entire pillow fight, the most viral moment was Sarah getting destroyed. I don't even know by who, but she got destroyed on some, like, she became a viral meme on Instagram, on Twitter. I put up a whole bunch of those memes of Sarah getting destroyed. Like, yo, I'm talking about, like, a baseball bat to the back of her head type of thing. That's how nasty she was getting hit. And we got it on our Twitter and our Instagram. You got to check out those memes at the Bacheloteros. Oh, man, I feel bad. Yeah, it's bad when you get hit and they replay your hit in slow-mo. When you getting fucked up and they put it in slow-mo as a replay, that's how you know it's not a good thing. So, Sarah, I hope you're okay. I hope you don't have a concussion because it looked like you might have a concussion after that episode. And the final, Aleya versus Sydney. So this is, you know, this was the beginning of something very interesting that was about to, you know, go down in the mansion. Yo, Sydney was going crazy on Aleya. Aleya, yo, she's a tough girl. Like, you know, like she's not like, you know, she's not like a super skinny girl or anything like that. Not saying she's fat at all. She's not fat. But you could tell she's a strong girl. She goes to the gym. And yo, she was ripping Sydney. And Sydney was going OD. She was pulling hair. I love Sydney, but it's a pillow fight, not a fucking boxing match. That's kind of what it got to. And I didn't think Aleya won, but it is what it is. Aleya got the crown as usual, pageant vibes. Yo, it got really personal because, like, after all of that, yo, Aleya started getting ripped by Sydney. And honestly, before I go on to that part, yo, Aleya, I think, is there for the wrong reasons, and that's just me, you know, she gives me major IG influencer vibes. Like, I feel like she's just there to, like, you know, to be that next Instagram model and to make money on the gram. I don't really believe that she's there for Pete's love, and I don't think that's fair to him. I don't think that's fair to the other girls. Yo, Sydney, she was giving her mad dirty looks, and I don't like Aleya. I really don't, man. I don't like how, you know, like when somebody just talks and you just don't like it. That's just how I feel about Aleya. I mean, she's beautiful. I'm not crazy about her personality. Especially when you talk about yourself in a certain way. Like she, like, and I quote, this is something that Aleya said. Like, people tell me, so you've been so prim and proper and perfect, and I'm so used to it. Bruh, like, if you're agreeing with people saying that they're calling you perfect and you're agreeing, like, yeah, I am perfect, like, that just speaks volumes of the kind of person you are. I'm not crazy about that. I wouldn't want to be with somebody like that. I don't blame Sydney for feeling the way that she does towards Aleya. Like, yo, like, bro, like, I don't, like, you don't deserve this dude's love. Fuck. Yo, she put her on blast, man. And so, like, it just got to a point where, like, Peter was like, all right, we're all sitting down together, this and that. Sydney, what's going on? How do you feel? You feel like somebody is not here for the right reasons, right? And this was in front of all the girls in a group date. Do I agree that Pete should have done that in front of the entire group? Yes and no. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to say yes. I do agree with him putting Sydney on blast and Aleya on blast in front of everybody because, yeah, I feel like it was a test, you know? It was definitely a test. He wanted to see what Sydney would say and do under pressure and see if, like, you know, she'll be a real one. And he wanted to see how Aleya was going to react. Like, yo, like, are you going to be super defensive? Is this really true? Like, how are you going to handle when somebody tries to throw some shade at you? Aleya looked super defensive and super butthurt about it. Like, damn, really? You're going to do that to me? On some, yeah, I just got caught type shit. I'm not a fan of it. By the way, a big MVP moment was when Sydney and Alea, they were talking, and Sydney was like,
do you work?
Alea was like, yeah, I got 3 jobs, blah, 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 blah. But then I was mad disrespectful because the assumption behind or the implication behind her tone of how she said, like, do you even work? That shit was mad disrespectful. But whatever. It is what it is. Sydney put her on blast. And yeah, so Pete, you know, spoke to Sydney. She spoke to Alea. Sydney ended up getting the rose. And, you know, like, that just made Alea's night go from 100 to 0 real quick. Because remember, like, she won the pillow fight tournament. She had the crown. And then she just had a horrible night after that. She just super emotional. She was a wreck. It is what it is. I get it. Because, like, come on now. The girl that just bashed me in front of everybody just got a rose 5 minutes later. I'd be upset too, you know? And so moving on to the next day, they had, like, this little pool party type of vibe. And Pete wasn't even feeling it. You could tell he was bothered. He was like, yo, I don't want to deal with this. Like, I just want to talk to y'all. Let's see what's up. The girls were bashing the shit out of Alea and agreeing with Sydney. And Alea was, yo, she was on her, like, she was on a major meltdown. Like, she was not happy with what was going on. She couldn't stand what Sydney said about her in front of everybody last night. Little did she know that, like, Pete is talking to all the girls and asking them about Alea, and everybody is agreeing with what Sydney said, that Alea only turns it on for the camera. She did. She does. Like, it is what it is. Like, she's in super pageant mode. I feel like we don't really know who the real Alea is. I think she's so stuck on that pageant vibe. And not for nothing, like, you could tell Pete's a real dude. You know, he wants somebody genuine, down to earth. He don't want somebody that's going to be on Instagram model mode 24/7, which is not the case, you know? That's like, yeah, everybody got their swings. Everybody's going to go through the up and downs, you know? What else was going on throughout all that? Oh, by the way, Alea, it's funny how she was venting to two of the other mean girls of the house, McKenna and Hannah Ann. And, like, it was literally, like, a solid 35 minutes where they were just talking to each other. Like, just straight 35 minutes. Not even talking to each other. It was Alea talking to Hannah Ann and McKenna. And Hannah and McKenna, they're like, yeah. That's all they were saying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Literally no other words was coming out of their mouth. Alea was straight venting and just going off about how the fuck is this even happening? What the fuck is going on? And then they spoke, Alea and Pete. And so, like, they had a pretty good conversation, productive for Alea. And so Pete was like, yeah, I believe you. You know, I know you're here for the right reasons and shit. Does everybody else believe that? No. Pete was the only one that was believing that. Alea is trying to do anything and everything to salvage her relationship with Pete. And, oh, man, this is, I don't know, man. Like, if you already have that many red flags from the jump, from the get, mind you, it's only episode 3. Like, how far along is it really, like, in real time during the show, you know? Like, is it, like, what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks has it been? Less than that? Maybe it's been 2 weeks? I don't even know. Anyways, Alea's going through some bullshit. And then I believe the confirmation of it all was definitely being up Pete talking to Victoria Paul. So, I didn't even know about this. So, all right, I knew. Sibita, sorry. Got, like, my cat playing with my charger on my laptop. I need my notes. Mama, stop. Hey, stop eating my charger. So, the end-all, be-all for Alea happened to be when Binga Pete was talking to Victoria P. That really fucked up Alea because, yo, like, Pete was like, yo, I need to talk to you, Victoria. I value your opinion. I value what you have to say almost more than anybody else in the house, which is big, you know? You could tell that he really has, like, strong feelings for Victoria P, especially after that one-on-one date. Like I told you earlier, they hit it off. They had such a good one-on-one date. Victoria P, she bombed on Alea. She was like, yo, listen, I can't lie to you. Like I said, I was Miss Louisiana before. So, like, you know, we were in the pageant world together. We knew each other before. And Aaliyah had asked me to lie to the producers. Aaliyah had told me, like, yo, like, you know, if anybody asks, we don't know each other. We never met each other. None of that. And then Victoria P was like, yo, you know, we probably hung out for a collective 3 hours total together. Which is not no fucking, yeah, you know, that's not no, like, oh, yeah, we say hi and bye. Nah, like, that's, like, legit you guys chilling and hanging out. Victoria P, she was like, yo, I don't think she's here for the right reasons, you know? Like, she's asking me to lie. I'm just not gonna lie. And I didn't say anything. But it really does nothing for me, and it clearly does nothing for you, P. Oh, man. That's some bullshit, yo. That's a lot. That's a lot of drama, bro. Fuck. Like, I'm only... Alright, side note. I'm only, like, a little over a year in with the Bachelor series. If y'all listen to episode one, I had told y'all that, like, the first time I started watching The Bachelor was, like, halfway through Colton season. Simbita, stop. Fuck, man. Stop trying to bite my charger. And one thing I've noticed, yo, the roller coaster ride with this drama and these emotions is so fucking all over the place. But especially with the girls. I mean, what do you expect, you know? Like, girls are a lot more emo than guys. Man, I don't know. I'm already over Aaliyah. Completely over her. And then after that conversation with Victoria P, yeah, like, once again, a little 2-3 minute stint with Madison, who's still getting ripped on Instagram, but it's all good though. Y'all, like, they have a huge, huge connection with one another. P and Madison. I fucks with Madison. I think she's dope. I think she's authentic. She's real. Twitter might say otherwise. I say that she's real. Like, just that vibe that they have, like, you know, when they give each other Eskimo kisses and they're, like, rubbing each other's forehead. Like, forehead to forehead. I think it's dope. I think it's awesome. I think it's authentic. She has one of the strongest connections, if not the strongest connection with P at the moment. It's great. It's great. I'm really loving that. Madison, she's been very consistent. She's never been involved in any drama yet, you know. So, you know, let's see what happens with that. Then after that, back to the drama. So P has that second one-on-one combo with Aaliyah, and let's just say it didn't go too well. And so P puts her on blast, like, yo, like, Victoria just told me that you've known each other for this long. And on top of that, you've asked her to lie to the producers. And then Aaliyah, she, like, yo, she was shut. I'm talking about, she was shocked. Like, 5 seconds, mouth wide open, not saying shit, like, fuck, I got caught. and then she was like, yeah, like, I just told her not to say anything because then it would ruin our chances of, like, getting on, and I didn't want her opportunity to be messed up and my opportunity to be messed up. As soon as she said that, yo, she was saying all the wrong things. Like, clearly you're not here for the right fucking reasons. And that's what Pete was feeling. It was like, nah, like, so then why are you here then? Like, to get a good look, that, for real, that's it? Like, just so you could get on the show? Not even for me? And yeah, it was fucked up, you know? So, he left upset, deservingly so. Didn't even say bye to the girls, he just bounced. And then we move on to the roses. Woo! Man, that rose ceremony was a little tense. I'm not gonna say it was, the tensest, if that's even a word. But it was pretty, it was definitely something else. And some bullshit, too. Alright, so before the rose ceremony, last episode, Victoria F, she got that rose from the group date, remember that? Victoria P, in the beginning of this episode, she got that rose, during that one-on-one dinner, deservingly so, and the third, pre-ceremonial rose, Sydney, after that confrontation, with, Aaliyah, and yeah, I think she deserved it too. So yeah, Victoria F, Victoria P, and Sydney. Now, moves on. I feel like this was the end of Champagne Gate right here, because the first person to receive a rose at the ceremony, Kelsey, boom. Number two, followed by Hannah Ann. So, the leaders of Champagne Gate, they got their roses. I ain't mad at that. I feel like that's like a squash right there. I think moving forward, they're gonna be okay. But Maud, Let's see. I hope so, because I'm over this fucking arguing over a champagne bottle. Like, shut the fuck up. It's a champagne bottle, for real. Number three, Natasha La Morena. Yo, she has a certain attitude about her. She got a vibe. It's not, we haven't had too much camera time on her, but she's cool. Lexi La Pelirroja, red hair girl with the Hot Wheels. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I feel like she's underrated. I feel like she's going to get more time in the future, on more camera time. I think like she's gonna build a random connection, like a late connection with Pete, just like how like Pete built the late connection with Hannah last season. So I feel like she's gonna be one, so keep her in mind, Lexi. After that, Madison. You already know how I feel about Madison. She's on top, she's on fire, she's killing it, she's playing the game the best out of everybody at the moment. Shein. She's cool. She's nice. Kelly. Yo, I like Kelly. Yo, for real. Like, I think she's killing it right now. She is low-key killing it right now. She's the most normal girl out of everybody. I feel like everybody else has certain intentions. And I don't know. Like, she's going to be just fucking fine without this show. She's a lawyer. She's an attorney. She's making bank, obviously. Like, there's no lawyer that's broke, basically. She's cool. Like, she's chill. Like, I think, like, she's, like, legit a genuine person. Like, it's like, all right, I'm not here for the cameras. She even said it when she was having a little one-on-one convo with Pete. She's like, this is, like, completely out of my comfort zone. I'm not used to doing something like this. I would really rather not put myself in this kind of position. But, hey, you know, we got a connection. You know, got to try it out. She's dope. I like Kelly. She's nice. Next one, Kiara. We don't know shit about Kiara except the fact that like she came in like that. She did the introduction with like what, being inside of a luggage. That was weird. That's the only impression I got of Kiara. The only other impression I got of Kiara was like she was like rubbing on Sydney's hair while Alea was going crazy and Sydney was putting her on blast. We don't know shit about Kiara. I feel like she's out of the house next week because I don't think there's any connection, so we'll see. Tammy, La Chinita, she got the next rose after Kiara. I don't think there's any really major connection between Tammy and P. I think Tammy is out next week. I'm calling it right now. Kiara and Tammy out next week. Followed by Savannah. Savannah's cool. You know, like, not much camera time on her except for, like, the muumuu. That she had to wear early in the episode. She's all right. She's cool. She's nice. She's pretty. I mean, we'll see what happens. Next one, Deandra. We don't know much about her except that she wants round 5 in a windmill for an introduction. Other than that, we don't know shit about her. Then after that, after Deandra's rose, yo, Pete started like, he started getting a little fucked up in the head. He was like, yo, yeah, like, I gotta walk away. Walked away from the girls with 2 roses left. Started talking to Chris Harrison. And P was like, y'all don't know what I'm going to do, this and that, woo, woo, woo. And, you know, this happens almost every fucking season. Like, at least once or twice. Like, I need to walk away. I need a breather. I need to think about this. Yeah. So, P comes back with Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison, from the 2 roses, takes away 1 rose. So, now we are at the final rose. And so, McKenna is like the lead person as far as like the B side of the camera and the combos and the one that's stressing out. McKenna's going crazy. And you can see like she wears her heart on her face, not her sleeve, on her face. And yeah, final rose goes to McKenna. I mean, I don't know who else you're going to give it to. All right, so those, I mean, I can see who maybe, but there was really no other connection with any other girl. So those that got eliminated this episode, Alea. Obviously, she's the big name that got eliminated. I think deservingly so. She dug her own grave, like, when it came to The Bachelor. Alexa, the esthetician from Chicago. Zero connection with Pete. Seems like a nice girl. Super boring on the show. Wasn't anything special. You know, like, I think she'll be very forgettable in The Bachelor series. Jasmine, the Asian chick. She seems nice. Got zero airtime. Zero connection with Pete from what we could see. You know, it is what it is. It's part of the game. And, yeah, like, Sarah is also the last one that got eliminated. She's the one that got knocked the fuck out. by that pillow. Oh my God. Like, she got destroyed. McGregor. I'm talking about she got McGregored with that pillow. She was cool. We didn't get much camera time on her. She's hot. I thought she was hot, but, you know, it's not all about the looks when it comes to The Bachelor. And, you know, so it is what it is. So those are the four girls that got eliminated. Aaliyah, Alexa, Jasmine, and Sarah. Yo, but the previews for next week, though, yo, it looks wild. So out of nowhere, clearly, Aaliyah comes back next week. No idea why. I hope she doesn't get back in the house. She got that, like, super evil look to her face. Like, hee-hee-hee-hee, I'm back, bitches. Like, nah, like, stay home. Clearly, she's not going to stay home. I'm over her already. Everybody's over her already. Pete needs to get the fuck over her already. Whatever. So that's one major preview that we saw. And the other one, there's a one-on-one date between Victoria F. and Pilot Pete. And so, like, yo, the Bachelor and the Bachelorette, they're notorious for bringing on performances for one-on-one dates and shit like that. Bruh, Victoria F. and Pilot Pete, they went to go see a live performance by Chase Rice. So I have no idea who the fuck Chase Rice is. Chase Arroz. No idea. Never heard of him in my life. Apparently, he's a big country singer. No idea. Turns out that Victoria F. used to date Chase Rice. Bruh. And then Pete just took Victoria F. on a date to go see Chase Rice. And Pete had no idea. It's not Pete's fault. I don't even think it's Victoria's fault either. It was just a bad situation. If there was any, like, indication on this online that Chase and Victoria F. used to date, then it was 100% made or set up by the producers. If not, fuck the producers. They ain't know what was going on. Ah, man, that's going to be a mess. Because, like, she clearly was like, oh, my God. Like, I fucked this guy before. Like, we used to date this guy. So, next week is going to be real interesting. And that moves on to the three most precious times of the week. I'm talking about La Loca of the week, the craziest chick of the week, La Come Mierda of the week, the one who ate the most shit, and the MV3, the most valuable three contestants of the week. Alright, so we're gonna start out with La Loca of the week, the craziest chick of the week, hands down, without a doubt. I think there's no competition this week. Aaliyah, she's wild, she's crazy, she's super self-centered. I'm not crazy about her. Something's wrong with her. I don't know. Like, I get super, like, entitled vibes from her. Ah, man. I got turned off by her very easily. I loved her in the beginning. I thought she was so dope in the beginning. I thought, like, you know, the little note from Grandma Rose and her introduction to Pete, I thought that was beautiful. She had a great start. But, ah, man. That fucked me up, man. Like, she's been whack, you know, just is what it is. She hasn't been cool. She hasn't been down to earth. You could tell she's been putting up a front. And then, like, just the way that she reacts to how defensive she gets and not even denying what's going on. Yeah, like, Sydney put her on blast, on stupid blast. And the girls agreed. And, yeah, Aaliyah, like, you dug your own grave. Like, it just is what it is. And, you know, you're going crazy and you're venting to the two other girls, to the two other youngest girls that hasn't really been doing well either as of late, and Hannah Ann and McKenna. Aaliyah, you crazy, girl. Like, so you got La Loca of the week, the Come Mierda of the week. Who took the most shit this episode, this week? Yo, honestly, I gotta give it. I know Martika would say Aaliyah again, too. I gotta give it a Sarah, bro. Man. And, like, and we don't even know much about Sarah. So the reason why I'm giving Come Mierda of the week to Sarah, first of all, she got McGregor the fuck up, like UFC'd with the pillow, like major pillow fight memes posted all over the gram and Twitter. I'm talking about she went viral, stupid viral. You can check all those memes out at The Bacheloteros on Instagram and Twitter. So how you become the joke of a meme and sent home in a matter of like 20 minutes in an episode, or 30 minutes rather. Yo, Sarah ate a lot of shit in a matter of 30 minutes. And I feel bad. She was cute. She was nice. We didn't know much else about her. It is what it is. Yeah, yo, she ate a lot of shit. So like last week was definitely Kelsey with the whole champagne bullshit. Without a doubt. This week, Sarah, yo, that pillow fight thing just fucked her up. And now moving on to the finale, the MB3, the most valuable three ladies of this last episode. So I'm gonna start with an honorable mention, all right? Kelly, the Chicago girl, the normal Chicago girl, the only normal girl that's there. If you could tell me somebody else in the house that's super normal, like just down to earth, whatever, genuine, 9 to 5 job, gets her own paper, doing her own thing, like let me know at the Bachelateros, like for real. I think she's like the most genuine down to earth girl. It just is what it is, and she has a great connection with Pete. It's authentic, and it's cool. Like they cool, so I like her. Number three, moving up, Victoria P. They had a fucking awesome one-on-one date. She's hot. But like she's cute. That's what it is. She's cute, she's adorable, she's silly. They have a good connection. I'm not gonna say it's the strongest connection yet, but Pete definitely gained some feelings. And by the way, in the preview, Victoria P dropped the L bomb when it comes to like the diary room type of thing, the confessions room. And she was like, yo, like, I'm falling in love with him. Ah, shit. Now is the time where, like, the girls start falling, like, quote unquote, falling in love for Pete. So let's see what happens. I do feel like Victoria P is there for the right reasons. So I like her. Number two, Sydney had a monster episode. She had an awesome episode, two straight great episodes. She is moving up the ladder. She clearly has a strong connection with Pete. It was big for Pete. To see that Sydney is gonna be vocal, you know, about something she doesn't like, and she's not gonna like stand down to something that she disagrees with. She's gonna speak her mind, and Pete feels like, yo, like, you know, this girl actually cares about me. I like them. I do like them together. I believe they'll have a one-on-one date, well, next week too, 'cause I did see last week that they were gonna be like on a chopper together. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Number one. The MVP of the MV3. I gotta give it to Madison. Yes, once again, she only had like what, 3, 4 minutes maybe? Like, that's it, airtime like that. But like, it's the consistency though. Like, when they are together, they look in love, like, stupid in love. Like, nothing else in the world matters. The only person that Pete has that kind of connection with, to that kind of powerfulness and that extent, is with Madison. Like you could tell he loves her, without even saying it. There is love in the air. He doesn't have that kind of connection with anybody else in the mansion. Yo, I fucks with it. I think Madison's doing a great job. So shouts to the MV3, Victoria P at three, Sydney at number two. One is Madison. Yo, Martika is gonna be back next week. All right. So she's on the cruise, and we try to record. But we couldn't record together because whatever Wi-Fi she was using, it wasn't allowing her to like stream The Bachelor. So how are you gonna do a Bachelor recap without watching The Bachelor? So I took full duties for this week. But yo, you gotta follow her, Marta M Lopez TV on that Instagram. And you can follow me, it's Al Pizzle. You know, like for Shizzle, it's Al A-L Pizzle. ITSALPIZZLE. And follow us at The Bachelateros. Yeah, we post up everything Bachelor Nation related, all Bachelor content on the Insta story, on the Twitter. Yo, hit us up and we'll shout you out on the gram and on Twitter at The Bachelateros. TheBachelateros. The Bachelateros. Bachelor Nation Sazon. Yo. We out of here. We back at it next week, man. Another episode 4 next week. This was episode 3. We live on Spotify, on all that. It's Al P signing off. Bachelateros. Let's get it.